Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Argument between brothers leads to stabbing, arrest for aggravated assault. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. Police in Gillette say a family dispute turned violent Tuesday night, leaving one man hospitalized and his older brother under arrest. Gillette Police Captain Eric Voss reports officers were called to a home in the 300 block of East Box Elder Road for a stabbing. When they arrived, they learned that 48-year-old Aaron Smith allegedly stabbed his 41-year-old brother in the spleen during an argument inside their shared residence. Smith himself suffered minor injuries to his face and back. Both men were taken to Campbell County Memorial Hospital for treatment. Smith was later released and taken into custody on charges of aggravated assault. Investigators executed a search warrant at the home where they recovered a folding knife with a blade between 3 and 4 inches long, along with other related evidence. Police have not released any update on the younger brother's condition. The case remains under investigation. Governor warns property tax cuts could strain Wyoming budgets. Governor Mark Gordon says Wyoming faces tough budget choices as the impacts of property tax cut begin to take hold. Cowboy State Daily reported, while speaking at the Wyoming Association of County Officers meeting in Rock Springs on Wednesday, Gordon compared the looming challenges to the fog he flew through on his way into town. He said the state must take, quote, a very stern look at our finances during the upcoming legislative session. Last March, Gordon signed a bill giving homeowners a permanent 25% property tax exemption on the first $1 million of a home's value. While the measure provided relief to property owners, it also cut into a key source of funding for schools and local governments. County leaders warn the cuts are already forcing reductions to libraries, emergency management, and local programs. Meanwhile, members of the Wyoming Freedom Caucus are calling for even deeper tax reductions, up to 50%. They argue Wyoming families are being crushed by rising home values and escalating tax bills, and that the state's strong revenues from energy should be used to give taxpayers a bigger break. Gordon says tax relief is important, but cautioned lawmakers to balance that with protecting essential services as they head into the budget session. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalene.